From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama seeks new immigration deportation authority, and the East and West continue to spar over Ukraine. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama is asking Congress for new authority to deport Central American children who are illegally immigrating to the United States by the thousands. Mr. Obama said today the U.S. has the legal and moral obligation to care for the 52,000 unaccompanied children and 39,000 women with children who have crossed into the United States along its southwestern border with Mexico since October. But he asked Congress for new funding that could total $2 billion for a new aggressive deterrent strategy to carry out the deportations and curb the migration, mostly of immigrants from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. Iraqi warplanes carried out airstrikes overnight on the northern city of Tikrit as a battle to regain control from Sunni militants who have declared the formation of an Islamic State across areas of Iraq and Syria. Fighting continued today in Tikrit, which is one of several cities where militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant took control in a surge beginning in early June. On Sunday, ISIL declared in an audio statement posted online that its chief, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is a leader of the new caliphate, which is a historical term to denote a sovereign state for the Muslim faithful. Russian, German, and French leaders are to hold another telephone conference with Ukraine's new president today to continue trying to end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. VOA's Al Pessin has details from London.
The Western and Russian leaders want the relative lull in fighting to continue, but Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is under public pressure to resume his offensive against Russian-backed separatists. At the same time, the French and German leaders want Russian President Vladimir Putin to influence the separatists to end the conflict. But Mr. Putin is resisting, claiming he does not control the fighters in eastern Ukraine. And Russian officials say fears of what they call fascists and radicals in Kyiv are justified. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Suspected Islamist militants have killed at least 50 people in northeastern Nigeria. Local leaders report gunmen on motorcycles attacked churches in four villages Sunday near Chibok and Borno State. The church attacks were in the same area of Nigeria where in April Islamic militants kidnapped 270 schoolgirls, most of whom remain missing. India took another step today in its ambitions to tap the commercial potential of its space program by launching satellites from four nations. From New Delhi, Anjana Pasricha reports.
+1, +2. India's polar satellite launch vehicle blasted off Monday morning from the eastern port of Sriharikota, carrying a 714-kilogram French Earth observation satellite and four smaller satellites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who witnessed the launch, pointed out that all five satellites put into orbit were from advanced countries.
Truly, this is a global endorsement of India's space capability.
The launch marks another milestone in India's efforts to grab a larger slice of the lucrative global satellite launch market. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
France has reached the World Cup football quarterfinals in Brazil with a 2-0 win over Nigeria. Similar to other matches in the knockout stage, today's game in Brasilia was not decided until late in the game. Meanwhile, in stoppage time action at the end of the regulation 90 minutes, Nigerian Joseph Yobo accidentally knocked the ball into his own goal to give France its second goal in the 2-0 victory. In the quarterfinals, France will face the winner of the Germany-Algeria game being played late today in Porto Alegre. In South Africa, a report released today from the court-ordered mental health evaluation says Oscar Pistorius did not suffer from a mental illness or defect at the time he shot his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, last year. The report also concludes the Olympic athlete can be held criminally responsible for shooting Steenkamp through a closed bathroom door last year. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.